Children's Hospital is moving today from its Bryant Street facility to the new Oshai Children's Hospital on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, a little more than a mile away. Here with a live update on the move is WBFO's Avery Schneider.
Howard, I'm in the cafeteria at Women and Children's Hospital. Things are feeling busy here. We have a lot of volunteers and medical staff coming in and out. The update from the officials at the hospital is that the hematology oncology department has been completely vacated as part of the move. Now, even while that has been going on, regular business continues. The second to last infant was delivered here at Women and Children's today, and they already had their first admission into the labor and delivery department at the new Oshai Children's Hospital. Over there, there are also two patients already in the ER and one in the new neonatal intensive care unit. Talking to officials during their 9 o'clock update, they said the 12 mock moves that were done to make this happen have really helped planning and have really helped this run smoothly. They're still expecting things to take around 24 hours. Next up, it's the neonatal intensive care unit. They're not expecting any challenges as of this time. They have checked with all their patients, and as long as there are no major changes in condition, they should be good to move. Staff here, of course, are very experienced in making their young patients feel most comfortable, and one of the most interesting things so far this morning is that each child, as they leave the hospital, gets to pick their own magic word, and then they are getting a similarly happy reception once they get into the new Oshai Children's Hospital. There are over 1,000 volunteers at the two locations. That's far more than the 400 that were expected. In the next couple of hours, the pediatric intensive care unit will wrap up. They'll pause for debriefing. They'll review the lessons learned, and then it's on to the neonatal intensive care unit, labor and delivery, mothers and babies, and then the rest of pediatrics. Reporting live from Women and Children's Hospital in Buffalo, Avery Schneider, WBFO News.
Thanks, Avery.